Welcome to a special Hinnip radio program presented by me, Johnny,
Polly,
Alexi,
Casey,
Leo,
Eliza,
and Rosalie.
In today's show, we are going to be telling you about an amazing project that is happening right on our doorstep.
Do you like exploring nature, climbing trees, and going on bug hunts?
Do you like running around in a lovely open space?
Or how about going on a family picnic surrounded by trees and flowers?
Well, listen carefully. We're about to tell you about somewhere really special where you can do all these things.
And it's really near our school.
Hinnip Radio!
We are walking to a field that's called the Bull Meadow. It is quite close to our school and it's going to be turned into a nature area.
We are meeting a lady there called Meg. Come on, let's go.
We crossed the main road and walked a short way towards Droitwich and then went through a metal gate into a big field. These were our first impressions of the fields.
I felt amazed because it's a lot of greenery. I've never seen that much greenery before, so that's why I'm amazed.
I felt shocked at what a big field it was. Birds chirping, lots of flowers and seedlings have been planted. There was also a gate that was 170 years old, and that was just amazing.
It was way bigger than I expected, and I thought it was very beautiful, and I felt like super duper exciting, but a little bit nervous to meet this new lady.
What have you found?
There's like a little moth.
Yeah.
A moth and a snail.
Then we met Meg. Meg is on the parish council. She helped buy the field and has lots of plans for it. We asked her about them.
There are an awful lot of plans for the field, and it's going to take perhaps 20 years before we get it finished. There's plans to put some ponds in, and as we walk around the field I'll show you where, and hopefully they will attract all sorts of wildlife like frogs, newts. And then we're going to have wildflowers in big sort of bands around the field. There's going to be a path, circular path, all around the fields that you can all walk around. There's going to be play areas, and it's going to be wood play. It's not going to be your horrible metal stuff. There's going to be a lot of trees, but native trees, things like oaks, and things that will still be here in 200, 300, 400 years' time, we hope.
How do you feel about doing this?
Excited. I'm one of those that likes doing things. And this, to me, is the most exciting thing that I've ever been involved in.
Do you have a favourite part of the field?
I've got two favourite parts. One is this part behind me where it's all wet and goes down to the brook. And there's a lot of fallen trees and things down there. And it's just quiet and beautiful, but you need wellies to go in there. And then the other part is right at the far end of the field, because when I came last year with somebody to look at it, it was absolutely full of great big beautiful blue iridescent dragonflies.
Why is it called Bull Meadow?
That is a good question, and the reason is that we know back in 1700, 400 years ago, there was a pub where the house is by the main road, the last house in the village. There was a pub which had a thatched roof and things on it, and that was called the Bull. I know we've got the pub at the other end of the village which is called the Bull, but this one was also called the Bull. This land here, this was a field, and it was divided up into sections, and each section had a tenant, a farmer, who came and grew his crops on each section, and it was always known as the Bull Meadow.
Why did you want to do this project?
For many, many years, the parish council had been looking to buy some more land. We've got the Brum, but that we don't actually own. We have to rent it from Wychhaven District Council. So we wanted to buy some land for the village to have. We're getting fed up of housing developments coming nearer and nearer, Birmingham into Bromsgrove to Droitwich, coming out this way into Worcester. We wanted to make sure that there was some land. And then this came up for sale, and that was it. So this is for the future. When I'm long dead and gone, this land will still be here for everyone to enjoy.
We explored the field with Meg and asked her lots more questions.
And there's wild bluebells, there are primroses and all sorts of different plants down there.
Then we bumped into a man who was walking his dog.
My name's Stuart Allen, I'm on the parish council and I've lived in Fernal Heath for about 15 years now.
Would you take your dog around this place all the time if it was a little bit different?
Yes, we would. So our dog loves to go on nice long walks in big open spaces. So obviously we have an ideal space up here for him. And with the introduction of the pathways, we'll obviously know where he can go, where he can't go. But he just loves to be around people. So we'd always happily bring our dog up here.
How are you helping build this field?
My eldest boy is in a wheelchair. So for me, it's really important that it's accessible for him, because we've got all this up here, and if it's not accessible, then for me and my family, it's not worth us visiting. So therefore, being part of the parish council, hopefully I can help decision making on what will be good, but not only just for my boy, but for anybody else who might need accessibility as well.
Do you ever take your boy to this field?
We haven't been up here yet. But at some point we're going to have an access at the top end of the field, which will make it easier for him to get in.
When we got back to school, we thought about what our school could do to help turn the Ball Meadow into an amazing nature area. Here are our top three ideas.
Number one.
We could raise money for the parish council by doing a sponsors run around the field, or by growing and selling plants at school.
Number two.
We could tell lots of people about the field by making a film and sharing it with our families and friends. Or we could make posters and put them up around the village.
Number three.
We could set up a school nature club. It could run every week at the Bull Meadow, and we could learn about nature and do fun things in the field.
It's competition time! Our mystery sounds.
Our mystery sounds are linked to the Bull Meadow. Can you guess what they are? Here's the first one. Here's the second one. And here's the third. If you know any of these sounds, put your hand up now. That's it for our special program about the Bull Meadow.
We hope you will take your parents and grandparents to go and visit it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.